Hello, and welcome to this week's issue of Tech Talk. I'm Lynette Luna. This week I spoke with Steve Zipperstein, Verizon's Vice President for Legal and External Affairs and the carrier's General Counsel. Last month, Mr. Zipperstein addressed the IWCE conference in Las Vegas, where he floated the idea of giving 10 megahertz of spectrum in the 700 megahertz band, known as the D-block, to public safety, which would then pair it with 10 megahertz of its own airwaves in the band, giving public safety 20 megahertz of spectrum to build broadband networks for first responders. Instead of a single national licensee for the spectrum, regional or local licensees in the public safety community would solicit commercial operators via a bid process to construct networks. These networks would likely be built on national standard to enable interoperability and would also try to leverage existing infrastructure, which would save enormous time and money. While it's not a new idea, Verizon and AT&T both presented the idea to the FCC last July, it is now one that reflects feedback that the carriers have been getting from the public safety community, and several major cities have now said they favor this new regional approach. Mr. Zipperstein addressed that issue, as well as talked about the technology implications, and talked about how Verizon will advocate for public safety on Capitol Hill.
Thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
We covered Verizon's idea extensively in the pages of Urgent Communications. So now that the public safety community has had a chance to digest the plan, what type of reaction has Verizon received from public safety?
So far, Lynette, we've received a very, very favorable reaction from many in public safety. First of all, they're very glad to see that a large wireless company such as Verizon Wireless is advocating that the D block be given directly to public safety instead of auctioned off to a commercial operator. They're very glad to see us out there advocating that public safety should have complete control over the full 20 megahertz of broadband spectrum that is represented in the D block and the adjoining public safety spectrum. They're glad to see us arguing that a once and for all funding be made available to them so that they can procure the advanced 21st century broadband communication systems that they need. And quite frankly, they're glad to hear us say that that their selection of partners ought to be done through a competitive bidding process, which puts all of the leverage and all of the power in their hands so that they can team up with the partner or partners who can best meet their needs for the best price.
With that, I mean, I'm a little bit confused about what role you see commercial operators playing in the plan. I mean, would this be essentially an extension of an operator's network into public safety spectrum, or a new build whereby an operator serves as kind of a managed service provider? Do we still need to talk about things such as priority access?
Well, I think that the best way to think about this is that we are proposing to marry up the existing infrastructure that commercial operators have already built in this country, and of course that means multiple overlapping competing wireless networks that span the country, not just the networks that have been built by the large operators such as AT&T and Sprint and T-Mobile and Verizon Wireless, but also some of the very, very robust and excellent networks that have been built by smaller carriers such as U.S. Cellular, Leap, Metro, and others. And so we're proposing that the infrastructure already in place be leveraged with spectrum that would be assigned solely for the use of public safety, with the result that public safety's spectrum would be utilized by public safety, but over the infrastructure, the existing infrastructure of any commercial operators who they felt could serve them best. Now, of course, there are certain parts of the country, rural Nevada, for example, and rural Montana, where there are no cell sites at this point, and so there would have to be some additional builds of network infrastructure to account for areas that are not covered. But of course, we also have satellites that are capable of providing coverage in those areas as well, and our proposal would be that public safety in each of those areas decide how they can best be served on their spectrum by either existing or new infrastructure.
Okay. So there'd be more than maybe one network technology needed?
That's a possibility.
Okay.
We certainly wouldn't in any way, shape, or form want to limit public safety in their selection of technology. The important thing would be that there be a national standard to ensure that if different technologies are chosen, that they can interoperate with one another across geographic footprints.
And, of course, as we get to 4G, the number of technologies reduces significantly.
That's exactly right, Lynette. That's a great point. Many operators have already announced that they've selected the LTE, long-term evolution standard, for their fourth-generation networks. Of course, there is a competing standard called WiMAX, which Sprint Clearwire is already deploying. And once again, it would be best left up to each individual public safety entity to decide which of those technologies can best serve their needs.
So how will Verizon support the public safety community on the Hill if it decides to buy into this new approach?
We'll support the public safety community in any way that public safety believes would best serve their needs. And obviously, we stand ready, willing, and able to help however we can. At the recent IWCE convention in Las Vegas, Chief McEwen asked me directly if Verizon Wireless would commit its resources to lobbying on behalf of public safety, if this is the direction that public safety decides to pursue. And without hesitation, I answered, yes, absolutely, we will do whatever we can to help.
And what opportunity does Verizon see for itself in terms of building these networks? You know, if it comes to fruition, will Verizon be an aggressive player in this space?
Well, this is not about Verizon or any particular network operator. This is about creating a sound public policy to resolve the public safety interoperability issue once and for all. And clearly, as I've said, the approach that we believe makes the most sense is an approach in which spectrum, represented by the D block, is not auctioned to commercial operators such as Verizon Wireless, but instead is given to public safety, that funding is given not to commercial operators, but to public safety, to allow public safety to partner with any commercial operator or operators it chooses. So there may be opportunity for existing commercial operators. There may be opportunity for new operators. There may be opportunity for small and rural operators. But that's what the competitive process will help to flush out for everybody.
How about the notion that taxpayers should pay for this? In this economy, is that feasible?
Not only is it feasible, but it's entirely necessary. Look, public safety interoperability is an issue that's been out there since September 11th, and while many valiant efforts have been made in the public safety community to address this issue, each of those efforts ultimately has not been able to move forward because of a lack of funding. With a new administration and a new Congress, with recognition that serious issues of national importance, such as our economy and the situation with the banks, need to be addressed with substantial commitments of public funds, as represented in the TARP program and the stimulus bill, I believe that the time is right for the country to view interoperability as occupying an equal level of importance. The money to fund interoperability would be far less, orders of magnitude less, than what the taxpayers have been asked to put forward in the form of the TARP bill and the stimulus package. And I think that the will is there in the new administration and the new Congress, along with the commitment in the public safety community and the private sector to address this once and for all. But the funding is a critical piece, and I believe that will come about.
Well, with that, I thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you, Lynette, for having me. It was a pleasure.